Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are holding another hearing about the risks of mercury. Today's focuses on the metal's use in dental fillings. It's part of the latest wave of concern about mercury, which also turns up in fish, air pollution, and in some vaccines. NPR's John Hamilton reports that mercury's dangers have been known for hundreds of years.
Spain was among the first nations to mine the liquid metal known as quicksilver. So John Emsley of Cambridge University in England says it's not surprising that Spanish royalty were among the first people to be poisoned by it.
In some of the medieval palaces in Spain, they had mercury pools as an ornamentation. It was a rather dramatic thing with a mercury pool because it was reflective. But it was found that people who lived in those palaces actually suffered severe effects of being exposed to this constant background of mercury.
Effects like tremor, drooling, and paranoia. The problem was that those pools of mercury filled the palace and the royal lungs with mercury vapor. Emsley, the author of a book called Nature's Building Blocks, says inhaling the metal sent it straight to the bloodstream. From there, it blazed a toxic trail through the internal organs, as well as the brain and nervous system. Emsley says the lessons from Spain apparently weren't passed on to the British, who had their own mercury problems in the 1800s.
People who made hats generally made them of felt. And felt, of course, is made from rabbit fur, and rabbit fur is very short fibre. And in order to get the very short rabbit fibres to mat together to produce felt, you soak them in mercury nitrate.
This form of mercury doesn't get absorbed by the body as easily as some other varieties. But it was toxic enough to addle the brains of many hat makers, including the one that Alice encounters at a tea party in Wonderland.
You were seeking some information of some kind?
Oh, yes. You see, I'm looking for a...
Clean cup, clean cup, move down!
But I haven't used my cup.
Clean cup, clean cup.
Factories gradually learned to limit individual workers' exposure to mercury, but the growing use of mercury in industry meant that the toxic metal started getting dumped into the environment.
Perhaps the worst example of this occurring was in Japan, in a town called Minamata, in the 1950s.
Huge plants making chlorine and caustic soda poured tons and tons of mercury into Minamata Bay. Emsley says the metal got into tiny organisms that fish live on.
And the first thing they noticed, of course, that went wrong was that the cats, because the cats were living off fish as well, started to behave very erratically. But it wasn't long after that that people began to go down with these severe symptoms. And about 10,000 people were affected by what became known as Minamata disease. And in the end, it was all traced down to this very dangerous form of mercury getting into the environment because of the pollution from this chemical plant.
This was methyl mercury, a form that is especially dangerous. That's because it passes easily through the natural barrier that usually protects the brain and nervous system from toxins in the bloodstream. In Minamata, as well as causing brain damage, it led to the births of hideously deformed children, poisoned while they were still in the womb. Today, such disasters are much less likely. Most governments have limited the use of mercury. Dr. Howard Frumkin is an environmental and occupational medicine specialist at Emory University. He says the signs of improvement are all around us.
Those of us that are old enough remember mercurochrome being painted on our abubus. It was used for industrial purposes like chemical manufacturing. It was a preservative in paints. It was used in photography. But many of those applications are disappearing now as we found safer materials to use.
Even smaller sources of mercury pollution are being removed. Streetlights and thermometers no longer contain mercury. And as a precaution, it's no longer being used to preserve childhood vaccines. But Frumkin says there's still a way to go.
We have small amounts of mercury exposure from air, especially if we live downwind from power plants. We have small amounts of mercury exposure from preservatives. We have a little bit from the fillings in our teeth and so on. Put it all together, and we probably have more exposure than we'd like. Now, is it enough to cause health problems? That's the part we don't fully understand yet.
Frumkin says any such problems are likely to be subtle and rare, so unlike those in the past, they will be very hard to detect. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.